The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that the purpose of the Nanuim is to stop the Ruchas Rois and the Talalim Rayim, the strong winds and the bad Talalim. So there's a fascinating Maisa that happened with Eli Baruch Finkel Zatzal, when he got to this Gemara. So what happened was he's a Rebbe in the Mir in Yerushalayim, and he happened to be in America for the summer. He came in for a couple of chasanas of his Talmidim. So he was in New York at the time. And he was there for a chasen in New York, and then his plan was to travel to L.A. to be Masada Kiddushin for one of his Talmidim in L.A. Now the L.A. Kailo found out that Rebbe Eli Baruch was coming in, and they called him up and they asked him if he could give a shir in the Kailo before the chasana. So he said, fine, he'll do it, and in order to do that, he had to make his flight earlier. So he made the flight earlier, and he worked it out. They should be able to get to L.A. early, go give the shir in the Kailo, and then later on go to the chasana. So he was about to leave his house to go to the airport, and right when he was about to leave, someone came over to him and said, Rabbi, I need to speak to you. And he said, I'm sorry, I have a flight to catch, I can't speak now. And the guy said, it's mamash pikuach nefesh, just for a couple minutes. And he asked him again and again, and finally Rabbi Baruch was masking, and he went back into the house, and he spoke to this person. It ended up taking a while, over an hour. He finished with him, he ran to the airport. Lamaisa, he got there late, and he missed his flight. And he had to get onto the next flight, his original flight, which was 2 hours later. He realized that by going on the later flight, he won't be able to give the shir in the kailo. So he called him up and said, I'm sorry, something happened, I'm not going to be able to give the shir. So he got on the flight, they were flying, and after about 4 hours, the captain got on the loudspeaker, and he was very excited, and he made an announcement, and he said that something happened, and we're landing now. After 4.5 hours, usually the flight to L.A. takes 6 hours. This was 4.5 hours into the flight, and he said, we're landing. And the captain explained, he said, I've flown this route hundreds of times, and never ever happened. We got to from New York to L.A. in less than 6 hours. And Lamaisa, right now, we got there early, and he explained why. That really, it only takes 4.5 hours, but usually when you're flying from New York to L.A., you're flying against the wind, and the wind slows down the flight, and therefore it adds another hour and a half. But he said, today, for some reason, there was no wind, it was not windy at all, and we got in early after 4.5 hours. And Lamaisa, they landed after 4.5 hours, and he realized that he would be able to make the shir after all. He called the kailo, told him he could make it. He ran over there, and he was able to give the shir. And he gave him a shir. Now the shir, what they happen to be learning at the time, as I mentioned, they're learning sukkah, and they asked them to give a shir on Na'anuim, the sugya of Na'anuim. And he gave a shir on Na'anuim. Now after the shir, they asked him to give some divrei chizik, and he said the following. He said, you know, I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a bal maifas, but a maifas happened today. You know, it takes 6 hours to get from New York to L.A. I got there early. I don't know the metzias, but that's what he tainted. And he said, how can such a thing happen? What's the pshat in that? And he said that he thinks the pshat is that the Gemara says that the Karech of Na'anuim stops the Ruchas Rais. It's able to stop the very strong winds. He says if the Na'anuim themselves have a Karech to stop the wind, then the Torah that you learn about Na'anuim also has a Karech to stop those winds. That's the Karech of Torah, learning the Torah of something as if you did it itself, and the Torah even has a greater kayach. And because I was coming to give a shir of Na'anuim, that kayach of the Torah of a shir of Na'anuim had that kayach of Na'anuim, was able to stop the Ruchas Rais, and in that schus, he had this kvitzas haderech, and he was able to make it on time to be able to give the shir. This ma'aser is brought down in his sefer on Mayadim, on the Yanam of Sukkis. And Paldik and Ma'aser, what happened, and you know, you see the kayach of Torah, the kayach of Na'anuim, but it means over here that Na'anuim are able to stop the Ruchas Rais.